Thank you for downloading the Doctor's Life Support for the 10th of July. Today's devotion is titled God Specializes in Protection and was written by an anonymous author. Psalm 91 verse 7, It will not come near you. As an Indonesian working in one of our cities, I witnessed many injustices and asked to be changed to another district. My principal did not agree, and I brought my struggle to God in prayer, asking him for a sign. I then had a dream about a city in chaos, with people fighting, and a voice telling me to run away. This message was confirmed in two separate sermons, and my principal finally gave me leave to go away for 2 weeks only. By the end of that time, early in 1999, religious war had broken out, and I could not book a passage back. Many in the city were killed, but in God's mercy, I had been spared. Later, I was sent back to the same place to help the suffering refugees. Though fighting was still going on, God's promises came to me from many sources, as well as in my own daily devotions, and these were stronger than the worries of those around me. As I flew back, I kept praying for the safety and protection of those who were to meet me. Between the airport and the city center, the route had to pass through alternate Muslim and Christian areas. When Christians passed through a Muslim area, they could be intimidated or killed, as could Muslim passing through a Christian area. It would be easy to get into the wrong taxi and be cruelly treated. That was what I was thinking on the airplane. Instead, God sent two foreigners to pick me up. When we passed through the Muslim area, I prayed that we would not be stopped and asked about my religion. I did not want to save my life denying my faith and belief in Jesus Christ. He answered my prayer. To reflect further on the theme of today's devotion, you could start by reading Psalm 23. Today's devotion is taken from the second edition of the Doctor's Life Support and was read by Annette Westerhuis from the Netherlands. This podcast is provided by the International Christian Medical and Dental Association. To find out more, go to www.icmda.net/resources.